Lance, your alma mater almost made it again. They were one of the top-ranked teams throughout the season and finished pretty well but didn't quite make it to the top.
Yeah, you know, I think they certainly had the pitching to do it, but this year, you know, they had started a lot of young guys, a lot of junior college transfers, and on top of that, I think they had two of their best position players out for the regional tournament, so that didn't help them at all, and, you know, they got beat by a pretty good A&M team.
When you see the College World Series, does it keep bringing back memories year after year of the tremendous experience you had at Rice? I mean, you used to knock in two runs for every game and hit maybe two home runs every three games.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. That was, you know, some of the most fun I've ever had playing baseball and certainly hitting. And every time you see the College World Series on television, I love college baseball. I like to watch it. I think it's very exciting.
Well, when you perform very well at the major league level, doesn't it make it that much more fun to look back at the collegiate experience? Because there are a lot of players that make it in college but struggle in professional major league baseball.
Yeah, it's kind of a narrowing down process. You know, you go from high school and you go into college. You think, well, man, it'd be great if I could just be a starter in college and try to have some fun and play some college baseball. And then once you do that, you think, well, maybe I can make it, you know, in pro ball. And then you climb the ladder, A, Double A, Triple A, and each level you kind of have the same thought process. Man, it'd be great to go to Double A. It'd be great to go to Triple A. And then you get to the big leagues, and you're like, man, I just want to stay here. And so it's just kind of get narrowed down, and you play against guys that some guys you played against in college, but a lot of guys that I've played with and against just hadn't been able to make it.
Well, what about this year's team? You've made the All-Star team. It's going to be held in your own ballpark, a brand new park. You got one of the greatest pitchers of all time, Roger Clemens, on your team and on the All-Star team. Couldn't ask for a whole lot more, maybe a World Series.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. As far as the All-Star game goes, I'm really looking forward to the experience and just honored that I was selected. And, you know, it would be great to make the playoffs this year. You know, we kind of got our work cut out for us, but we have a good team, and if we can make it to the postseason, you know, that would probably be the ultimate.
Have you always been a big fan of the game of baseball, as well as an outstanding player growing up, appreciating the history and the heritage of baseball?
Yeah, definitely. I think most baseball players are that way. They have an appreciation for the history of the game, for the players that have come before, and for the things that they, you know, that those players accomplished. And I think there's an appreciation from most guys for the history of the game.
You've always been able to hit the ball a long way. Does it sometimes amaze you every now and then when the ball just jumps off your bat, you hit the upper deck at Yankee Stadium? That's a pretty incredible shot. How did you feel?
I felt great. Some swings, you just, you know, the ball's there and you don't even really consciously think about swinging. Your body just kind of reacts, and before you know it, the ball's traveling out of the park and you're thinking, man, you know, how'd that happen? So that was certainly one of those balls. It was actually on a changeup, and I just was able to get out in front of it a little bit and caught it just right, and it went pretty far.
When you hit a shot like that, are you always very careful just to humbly and calmly run around the bases so you don't take a pitch in the ribs on the next at bat?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, my biggest complaint about guys that showboat home runs, I mean, I've always thought we ought to act like you've hit one before, you know, and it's not like it's going to be the first or the last time you ever do it. And so I just kind of take that philosophy, and when I hit a ball out of the park, I just try to go around the bases and not show the other pitcher up.
When you went to the Futures game in 1999 at Fenway Park, was that a surreal experience, standing out there looking at the big green monster?
Yeah, that was really a neat deal, getting to play at a historic spot like Fenway Park, and the atmosphere there is a lot like the Major League All-Star game, and I just remember, you know, kind of the festive surroundings and just being on the field with a lot of good players and having a lot of fun during that period of time.
Former Dodger Eric Karras said it was a tremendous thrill to play 1 year for the Chicago Cubs playing in Wrigley Field for their home games. Do you enjoy Wrigley Field when you go there to play?
Well, I think you have to appreciate it from a historical standpoint. I'm not a big fan of hitting there. It seems like you play a lot of day games and it's real bright and it's tough to see and the grass is high and the wind a lot of times doesn't cooperate, and when it's blowing in, it's probably about as good a pitcher's park as there is in the country. So, but I do certainly appreciate, you know, that Babe Ruth played there, and there's a lot of history that surrounds there, and they have great fans. They sell the place out just about every game.
What about when you come here to Dodger Stadium? People, fans, and players alike comment on the atmosphere, the ambiance here. What do you think?
I think it's great. This is one of my favorite places to play. I think it's probably the best playing surface in the big leagues. I mean, I really think they've done a great job here. The groundskeepers keep the field in great shape, and as far as, you know, the stadium goes, there's also a lot of history here, and you certainly appreciate that, and it really is one of my favorite venues.
And what do you do in the off season? The off season gets shorter and shorter for Major League Baseball players these days, but what do you like to do either in the off season or when you try and get away from baseball?
Well, I enjoy just, you know, getting outside. My in-laws have a ranch, and like hanging out there, and I like to hunt and play golf and do things like that, spend time with my family.